Yo, what's up, everybody? And welcome to episode number 185 of the Unknown Games Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian, and joining with me today is my boy, Alex. What's up, man? How's it going?
Yo, it's me, Alex. What's up? Yo,
Game
it's
Duck.
Me. What's up?
The Game Duck is here. We're here. Yeah, it's been kind of an irregular month for me. People have been flying in from the States, and a friend from Australia came, and it's been... Yeah, so we didn't have our podcast last week because I wasn't feeling too well then. Did you know kids can did you know kids can make you sick sometimes?
I wasn't sure where that was going, but yeah,
there was gonna be.
I was like, oh.
I was around a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and well, I guess
in a totally normal context, right? You're not just like randomly.
Yeah, they're my friend's
up,
kids.
Yeah.
No, they're yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah,
you're not just yeah. yeah going up to like a just, school and you're like kids. Hello.
Your germs. No. Whoa.
Yeah.
but anyways, so last week there wasn't too much news. Luckily, that's good. But this week, continuing the trend of not much news in terms of announcements or anything, like Game Awards, that's going to be after this podcast. So by the time this comes out, you'll have a couple of days to watch and be like, oh, Game Awards, I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
But what this episode is about, we're going to be talking about Grand Theft Auto 6. The trailer just dropped, or it was leaked, I guess about an hour or X amount of hours before the actual time it was supposed to.
Right. I saw on Reddit somewhere, it was like a link to a tweet on Reddit that was like, the trailer is going to be 1 minute and 31 seconds
long. I saw it, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Actually, I mean, sorry, go ahead, continue.
Like, oh, no. I was just saying, like, I saw that tweet and I was like, oh, is it already? Because it was supposed to be December 5th. And I'm like, December 5th? That means like it's like the 6th for us usually, right? So, I'm like,
yeah.
Why is it already like out? And yeah, so that was the situation. I don't know whoever leaked that, they must be gone from this world.
Well, I mean, that wasn't the worst thing out of, like, to get leaked out of GTA 6. Remember, I think it was last year when they leaked, like, whole ass gameplay?
The gameplay or something? Yeah.
Did you watch that gameplay, that leak?
No, I didn't.
You didn't
watch
any of it?
I didn't watch any of it.
Did you not want to get spoiled, or you just had no interest? No,
I mean, we'll get into that after we watch the trailer. But no, I'm in the latter camp, right? I think for us, in terms of people, when they listen to us talk about Grand Theft Auto as a series and 6 and everything, it might be a little bit different from, you know, the normal people. The normal people. but no, I just was like, I'll wait to see the official stuff, because, you know,
that's interesting to me that you were just like, you're so like untempted, I guess, to watch the leaks, because you know, if there's anything that at least I know Rockstar for, is that their development cycles are pretty long. Honestly.
Yeah.
And they, at this time when the leaks came out, they hadn't even like actually announced 6. Like, we all assumed they were working on it, because like, well, you know, what else are they gonna make, honestly? But they hadn't even said, they're like, we're working on 6. We're like, it's coming out. It just like kind of appeared in the wild. So I was like, in my mind, I was like, we're never going to see this game come out on retail store shelves for like years, actually. And, you know, that's true.
It's very true.
The trailer date is anything to go by. So I was like, I'm never going to see this game for like a while. I'm a little curious. I want to see what they've been cooking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I check out the leaks a little bit, and yeah, no, it's interesting to me that you're just like, I'll wait years. So yeah.
Yeah, I'll wait my turn. I'll wait to look at it. And, you know, we finally got, I mean, like you said, it's a long dev cycle. It's been 10 years. We've had so many, like, every time, I'm going to run the trailer. Every time we go
to... Five came out a while ago.
Yeah, 5 was 10 years ago, 2013, if I remember correctly.
It was on PS3. And then PS4. And then PS5? Is there a PS5 version out? Or
I think there might be a PS5 version of this game out.
Yeah, damn. Suck on that, Last of Us.
You know what? I couldn't tell you, because it's been so long and they've rode, you know, GTA 5 online so much. I didn't even know that they have their own launcher. Like, if you buy a Rockstar game.
Yeah, there are people that just play GTA online because they're like, I don't know. That's just the game they play, and you know, that's cool. That's your game.
Crazy. But yeah. So we got the new trailer, and there is Florida man type things, alligators going in.
It's like only a minute and a half. It's a short ass trailer, and they show 0 seconds of gameplay. What did you think about it? I mean, is that when you wanted to start off? Like, what did you think about the trailer?
You know, the first thing that stood out to me was we're in Florida. I didn't look at where it actually is. It just looked like Florida man and all everything that was memeable in the past few years just coming to light. Twerking and like there's a lot of stuff in the trailer, but
somebody specifically mentioned twerking. All the things from the last couple years, twerking. You had no other examples. Just stop that twerking.
It was the twerking. But I mean, there are a few things that do stand out. Number one, we do start with a female lead character or one of the main characters. We have like a Bonnie and Clyde type of thing going on, and you know Seemingly. The thing. Yeah, and the thing I've always liked about Rockstar games is I've liked the characters. I've never really cared so much for the story sometimes, but like they make some really cool characters. They make the world, of course, a little bit more. I mean, it's real and crazy, and but it's grounded. You know, it's all that stuff all together, and so you know, it's not stylized in the sense of like San Andreas or. Vice City in terms of like being at a specific time in the past, you know what I mean? Like it's now, it's current.
Yeah, it's like current. It's like modern day. It's like what when 5 came out, it was current, right?
You know what? 5 was kind of a current. Yeah, because the cell phones were the. I think cell phones. Well, sorry, or smartphones or whatever. Yeah, that was the one of the big things here or there. And now it's, you know,
it's still smartphones.
It's still smartphones. But I guess the kind of TikTok like influence and social media, maybe deep fakes. Who knows what is going to be in here? Fake news. But
yeah, you can definitely see that in the trailer. It was a lot of TikTok culture, I would say, right? Social media kind of thing.
Yeah. And I feel like that's what I came away from. And I felt like, oh, you know, it looks like GTA. I don't know if anyone else is thinking like, oh, this is not GTA. This is something different. You know, no, it's GTA.
Mm.
You've seen it before. You've seen it again.
I think it's so funny that like so far GTA has just been like leaking. So like the gameplay footage leaked and then the trailer leaked and like they haven't even been able to like properly announce this thing and people are just like, you know, leaking it. But
and you want to know before I because I'm gonna ask your opinion on it too, this thing has I'm not gonna lie, 5 or 10 minutes ago when I looked at this, it was at 59 million views.
Wow, 59, huh?
It's now at 60 million. Like a million more or whatever number just turned over to watch this. This is on their official channel. It's at 60,235,747 views.
That's a lot of views.
That is a lot of views. 7 million likes. This is one of the only games that can do this, period. The only game, probably.
Well, I mean, like, arguably Elder Scrolls 6, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, but what did you think of it? What did you think of the trailer?
I mean, like, I think in the last couple of GTAs, so 4, 5, 6, they've been, or not 6, sorry, 4, 5, I guess. they've been really good at, like, kind of capturing the period in which they released.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of culture and that kind of stuff, and from 5 to 6 in the last 10 years, it's kind of just been like, amplification of just like social media use and like cell phone use. And now we're like kind of moving into like the influencer kind of era, right?
Influence AI.
And the trailer for 6, like 40 seconds of it was seemingly like random TikTok shit, like stuff you might actually see on TikTok, right? But
yeah.
Yeah, and it's definitely just like the era we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, like Rockstar has been good at kind of kind of taking our culture now and just like exaggerating it a little bit, like pushing it a little to the fantasy kind of realm, like, but it's still kind of believable, right?
Exactly.
So the world of six, I suspect, will be, I don't know, I guess, like, oddly familiar. And I think there'll be a lot of things that people will enjoy. People will be like, I can't believe I can do this. Or, like, look at the weird-ass shit I can do with this game. Because that's kind of a hallmark of GTA.
Exactly.
I don't know when it's... Oh, the date, the year. just 2025,
year. Yeah.
Yeah, just 2025. 2025, so
that's it.
Oh, like a year and a half from now. Let's be generous. It's like... Because we're at the end of 2023 now, right? So...
That's true.
So, like, about a year and a half. Possibly two clean years. Who knows? But what freaks me out about that year, I'll be so fucking old when that game comes out. Like, fuck.
Like, this is honestly, that's one of the things. I think a lot of people, if you started with 4 and that was like your first GTA.
When did 4 come out? 2007?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I was in college. I think it might have been 2007, 2008, somewhere around there, yeah.
Something about that, yeah.
And... yeah, that is freaky to think that GTA has been around. I mean, obviously for the older games, but for the open world 3D versions on PS2, you know, starting from GTA 3. I remember playing it. My friend was huge into it, and he brought it over to my house. And we've talked about on the podcast before, like how, you know, I have a very strong Christian upbringing. So for me, it was like, yo, man, go slap that hoe. I was like,
yeah, no, you can't do that. That's disrespectful. Why would I ever do that?
He was like, yo, bro, I'm about to go in this car. Watch this. And I was like, what's happening?
Hijack it, yeah.
But so for me, like, at that time, honestly, I was playing Dynasty Warriors 4. My friend comes over and he's like, yeah, let's play this. And so I watch him play
GTA 3.
GTA 3. And I'm just like,
let's go kill some innocents.
And even today, like, I honestly still have the same opinion. It's not something like if I played GTA, it would probably be the most safe version of GTA. Like,
you actually follow the route, the traffic rules? Do you stop at lights?
I would not stop at lights.
You wouldn't stop at lights.
Okay. I wouldn't stop at the lights, but I try not to hit the people.
Okay, that's fair.
I try not to hit people. But
have you ever played, like, whatever, what open world games have you played? I'm not talking like Infamous or like Prototype. I'm talking like, Watch Dogs and Saints Row. GTA. Yeah.
I haven't played any of them. I've watched all of Saints Row being played.
And wait, the whole series?
One of my friends streamed the whole series. I watched 1 through 3, not
why?
The newest
wait,
one.
Wait, what's the context for that? He was just like, watch me play Saints Row.
He just wanted to play Saints Row. Four
games or something, and he sits down.
He just sat down, and it was about like a month or so. It was fun. And I enjoyed it. Like I said, I enjoy the story of these games, or I guess the characters. I enjoy the characters of these games. The stories are sometimes, whatever.
Saints Row is a little bit different from GTA, in which it's very not serious.
I mean,
it's cartoony, really. So
yeah, and we've had a lot of open world games come out where this is, you know, obviously Grand Theft Auto had a huge impact on a lot of those games.
Oh yeah, for sure, it's a hallmark of modern gaming, I'd say, for sure. Yeah.
So I'm curious how they're gonna like push anything forward. Like, I figured this whole,
like,
social...
how do they like keep the crown of open world games, like, they're the kings of open world, right? So
exactly. I mean, we've got beaches here. I mean, but this is all stuff they've had before. This isn't new. This game is only going to be on, you know, current gen, so PS5, Xbox Series X. I don't know if it's going to be on an S, maybe.
I presume probably PC as well, right? Did
and
they PC. Say
PC? Yeah, no. They did confirm PC is...
It's coming later.
Is later, but not...
That's kind of what happened to 5. 5, the PC release of 5 was, I think, a year or so after.
Mm-hmm.
It was PS3 at first and Xbox. And then when the PS4 version, that's when the PC version also came out. So... But this looks great. The graphics and the trailer look, I mean, modern.
Animation smooth.
Yeah,
everything,
you would hope so. Yeah, you would hope so.
How many of these TikTok videos are they gonna like? That's what I'm super curious about. Is you know, they go in all. This is obviously a pillar and a system that they're gonna have, just like the radio and the music that they you know they're known for.
I hope you can like just make TikToks in the game.
That would be crazy. Like, you're actually making some of these TikToks.
Yeah, you're making some. Yeah,
like
exactly.
Oh, that would be sick. That would be cool.
Yeah, Yeah, and then like you can like it kind of there's a social network that exists within the game, and you can upload, quote unquote, upload your TikToks in the game. But I also hope you'd be able to like export them outside to like actual real TikTok.
To real TikTok.
Yeah, that'd be kind of wild. Yeah.
The TikTok integration in the game. I mean, that would be an interesting way of the police also kind of getting notified of like, oh, this person, they're filming a crime or they're committing a crime and filming it, right?
Oh, in the game, you mean?
In
In
the
the
game.
game. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
Okay.
like the police, like your star rating, your meter or whatever goes up.
Right. So you like upload a TikTok of you like torching a car or whatever, and then all of a sudden your wanted rating goes up because the police are like on to you, like because they follow you. Yeah.
That would be kind of crazy. I mean, they have
That'd
a
be
lot of
interesting, yeah.
potentials. I know, I mean, the only thing comparable, I guess, to this hype was Cyberpunk.
I guess,
Like the
yeah.
promise of Cyberpunk, I guess, is what we always call it now, the hindsight of Cyberpunk.
I forgot Cyberpunk. Yeah, I played Cyberpunk too. That's another open world game that I played.
GTA 6. But I mean, have you been a GTA player, or have you played? Because
No,
like I said, I haven't. But
have not. No.
yep. Anyone listening, I told y'all we're a
I mean,
Japanese
I
games
respect Grand Theft Auto
podcast.
for what they've done for the industry and kind of the direction in which they pushed modern video gaming. Like, there's no denying the
Culturally,
impact, the cultural impact, GTA's have. It's such a big name that even people that don't play games know about GTA.
It's the Call of
Yeah.
Duty,
Because, there was a
thing.
huge controversy with what was it? Was it
San
San Andreas
Andreas, yeah,
with
the
the
San
hot coffee,
Andreas
the
hot
hot coffee
coffee.
thing, right? Yeah. And then there was the whole thing with, I think Four had a thing too with the lawyer Jack Thompson, if you remember that era, right? So it's such a big name that even if you don't play games, you've heard about it. And to some, of those people, they're like, oh, that's the bad game. That's a game where you can commit crime. It's a crime sandbox simulator, to those kind of people. And like tech kind of maybe, but I mean, that's not a the true objective, but yeah, it's culturally a big deal. And you said like what, 60 million people have viewed the trailers?
Yeah, 60 million
So obviously
people.
that's insane. That's gangbuster numbers, right?
Oh my gosh, bro. It's about to be 61 million.
That's why just in the time that we spent
And
talking
just
about
in the
it.
time we've spent talking about it, it's about to be 61
So
million.
we're gonna like wake up tomorrow and it's gonna be like 100
A
million,
hundred
right?
million people or something. Like it's, yeah, but that's the hype. That's the hype forward. And I mean, we've had, Samuel L. Jackson. I had a list of people
Yeah,
or
who are in the
people
game?
have who've been in the game. Phil Collins apparently was in the game. I didn't even know some of these people were in the game. Michael Madsen, yeah, I said Samuel
Oh,
Jackson.
really?
Some of these people I don't even know. Yeah, Ray
But they're famous and they were in the
Lloyd
game.
Dobbs. Yeah, who else was in this? I'm trying to go through this list. Danny Dyer, Kyle MacLachlan. Some of these names you just heard about, but you're like, where are they from? Dennis Hopper, Frankie Boyle, yeah, The Game, Burt Reynolds. I was like, Burt Reynolds, Gary Busey, Ice-T, like,
I can see those guys, yeah.
but it's one of those things where, is there another game that has had that kind of factor of like, you want to get into it? Like a celebrity is like, I need to be in that game. There's been promotions, like, people want to promote Call of Duty or like some rappers are like Street Fighter, like, but be in it, but be actually in the game.
I don't know. I mean, if there's a game to be in, Grand Theft Auto is a great candidate just because it takes place in
For
kind of the
real.
real world, right? I mean, because that makes it really easy to transplant anyone, any human in our society to the game, because it's just like a weird, like, kind of cartoon version of our real world. Like, I could say I love Assassin's Creed, but you can't put me as I am now in Assassin's Creed. That'd be weird, right?
No,
So
it would be weird.
yeah, or I don't know, any other game. So it's easy to take any celebrity and put them in GTA. You can probably put them in like Hitman maybe and just have them as a target. That has happened. You've been
No,
able to
just.
like, yeah, as like limited time missions, just kind of kill a celebrity. But GTA is
Yeah.
better because you don't. Yeah.
this is one of the only ones. I mean, honestly, the other game, and it's more so for the Japanese side, is Yakuza. And we've kind of seen Yakuza rise up in a big way in the wake of no single player GTA.
I'm gonna go on record and I'm gonna say that I don't think the Venn diagram for Yakuza and GTA is that
overlapping
tight. Surely there are players that enjoy both games, and you know, on the surface level they have similarities, but mm-hmm. I really think that the overlap isn't really that big. Yakuza is a very great game series, and they have I think the strength of Yakuza is the story is actually really good, but I don't know, because just by saying that, it sounds a lot like GTA. Because I was about to say, like, it's got a good story, but you can do so much wacky shit. But that's pretty much GTA. Yeah,
it's marketing early on, because there was no real comparison. It used to be like, oh, this is just like the Japanese GTA kind of thing.
And
right?
they tried to do that really. Do you remember they really tried to market Yakuza, like one especially, as, oh, it's GTA, but in Japan. And then people kind of played it and they're like, this is fucking weird.
Not the same, but the people who loved it, and the reason, because remember, Yakuza used to be like a kind of, I wouldn't go as far to call it like a cult following type game.
Like a cult classic, you mean? Like a super niche game, yeah.
Yeah. The people who really loved it were the people who had either been to Japan, or they were pretty much like, oh, this area looks exactly as it does in real life. Like when I went to Japan, I saw this, or I saw that brand or something, you know, like that stuff would really hit. And of course the translation, right? Those were the strongest points.
And the combat system Yakuza is great, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much when I play Yakuza games, I fight everyone. I'm like, I'm going to beat the shit out of this guy. And I go into the streets and I'm trying to bump into people just to trigger fights.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the combat's kind of fun, but in GTA, what's your combat? It's guns. You can punch people, but there's no, like once you've played a Yakuza game and you know what that combat's like, it's pretty different, right? Because there's no way you can, in GTA, you can't, pick up a bicycle and like slam it over
and
someone's
slam
head.
Slam it on someone's head.
Yeah, exactly. And then like body slam them, yeah.
They totally have their own flavors, but I was also thinking like, yeah, you know what? There was a little bit of a time where some Japanese actors might have wanted to be in a Yakuza, because all the faces in Yakuza are like,
oh, they
really,
still do. They still do.
They still want to be in it. Like it's one of those things where you're like, man, cause they've gone over so many really famous high profile actors in Japan. Like
Yakuza starting from probably 3, maybe 4 onwards, and every single Yakuza, even the spin-off games, there's always been some like celebrity. That's just like in the game, either as themselves as a weird cameo, mm-hmm. or they just play a character and they're using their likeness, right?
And they use their likeness so
they do the scans.
They do the
booths where they take like 2,000 pictures of you and then they stitch mm-hmm. you together into a model.
It's crazy. Like the newest, so there was a trailer that dropped on the PC game show. I guess we'll kind of wrap up some GTA here before heading into that a little bit. But yeah, I mean, honestly, GTA 6, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if it made me want to go back and play one of the older games, try it out and see. Because for me, the ones that I was interested in and the ones I actually do want to play were like, you know, Bully or The Warriors or Manhunt actually freaked me out. I'm not going to lie. That game freaked me out. That is one game you're like, they made that? You can make that? You know, they always go against some point of culture a little bit using games. And like Manhunt, you're literally a serial killer.
So you specifically, are you saying you want to try playing some Rockstar open worlds or just open worlds in general?
I want to try some of the Rockstar open worlds. But at the end of the day, we've talked about it on the podcast, I'm really bad at open world games. I can't.
Is it because you get like distracted easily? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. Either I'll have to run through the main story and then that's it for me. Or mm-hmm. I'll have to do something where I kind of do a little main story, do a couple side quests, and then like rinse and repeat, right?
I know what you mean. I think for me, I have played some open world games and I actually have enjoyed quite a few, but they need to have a certain like kind of magic to them for me to keep, you know, being invested in the game and not get totally just like lost and just like, okay, I don't want to play anymore. I have tried to play GTA 4 and I'm trying to play GTA 5 and I've never gotten far in either of them because I kind of get dumped into the world where, and that's what people are like, I'm gonna hijack cars and shit.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't know, I just kind of lose steam, I lose motivation. But I played through Saints Row 3, Saints Row 4, Watch Dogs, Cyberpunk. And
I think you should be good then.
Those are probably the open world games that I've played through, but all of them have something about those games that kind of made me want to dick around.
Mm-hmm.
So with Saints Row 3, it's just that game is so wacky. I don't know if you played Saints. You said you saw Saints Row.
Can't dick around.
That game is so wacky that it encourages you to dick around because it's stupid dicking. Like, yeah. There's a car that like sucks up people and you shoot them out the. I'm not making this up.
And they have like the dumbest mini games.
Yeah, exactly. Way. So say that's Saints Row 3. Saints Row 4 is kind of the same, but like turned up to like 11.
Yeah.
Watch Dogs was way more grounded, but I kind of took. I enjoyed just like the vibe of Watch Dogs. Mm-hmm. And it was fun for me to like just hack random stuff and like, you know, break into people's.
You could also do
like,
a little bit of like Hitman-ish there, right? Like not 100%, but.
You mean like just kill people?
Well, I mean, in terms of like the game Hitman, just like sneaking around using the technology.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yes,
that
exactly.
Part was maybe hitting it for you too.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I do enjoy kind of sneaking in and out of places. That was probably it. You know, that's a good point. So I enjoyed Watch Dogs. And for Cyberpunk, it was the same thing. You're right. I really enjoyed sneaking into a place and kind of silently causing havoc by like slowly picking off all the guards, but not getting caught. Like I love that kind of gameplay.
Yeah.
And, you know, just when I enjoy the gameplay, this is the base gameplay, that's when I'm way more inclined to do side quests because I know that I'm going to get more of that gameplay.
No, so, that's true.
That's why I have enjoyed those games. But when it comes to GTA, unlike Yakuza, it doesn't have like a good combat system. The gun play is fine.
Yeah,
at
it's always
best.
Been fine. It's always been.
It's
fine.
Not. It's not like a solid third person or first person shooter. It's fine. The guns handle kind of what you expect them to in an open world game. So, yeah. I don't know. I just haven't really been, you know, hooked on GTA games, so I haven't been able to get through them. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe six. Maybe six will be. You know, if six has a dumbass as if it actually has TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend all my days making dumb shit. So maybe I will enjoy it. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah.
There's, you know what? There could be mukbang and everything in this game.
That's me. Like no I'm clue. Just like a social media star, but like only in GTA 6. I'm like. Like game famous.
Yeah. So I guess the one thing to walk away with this is there's two things. We've got the characters and we've got the world, which is hinging more so on the social media aspect and influencers.
Seemingly,
yeah. And
yeah.
So
yeah.
How do you fit into this in terms of the main characters using the technology or it'll be interesting. I'm very curious to see the kind of story they tell, the characters, and then the world itself. So yeah, moving on to another world really quickly. We're gonna make this a short show. So the PC game show did happen last week or earlier this week, anyways, they had a couple games that they showed new trailers for, with Stalker 2 being the most requested game. And they went ham on that for real. That was awesome. But the one that you would probably like the most was the new Yakuza Infinite trailer that they had, showing probably spoilers. Not for me, because I don't know
the trailer. Yeah.
So I'm not going to show
it. I'm trying
it
so hard to just catch up on the series. Yeah.
It's definitely some spoilers in there, but it was nice because, you know, they had Persona 3 Reloaded. They had the Ken trailer for that. And then, yeah, Yakuza, Path of Exile, Tekken 8 didn't have a new character or anything, but, it was honestly, like, when I think about the PC gaming show, I don't usually come away like, oh, this is, this is what, you know, I don't come away hype or anything. This was nice. I got to say, I thought it was they did a great job on the show. So games that you might want to look out for, Flintlock, which is kind of a God of War-ish Souls-like game. The one I think you might like, and let me pull this up really quickly. I don't know if you saw it. It's called Spine?
No.
I think it's called Spine.
Oh, I'm looking at the headline for it now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was a... It's like a... Sifu and John Wick. It's like I guess that's just John Wick in general. Sifu, John Wick, but
that's true. Yeah. I'm looking at the trailer now. It looks like it'd be fun. I don't know if this would be something that's immediately at the top of my wish list, but if it shows up in like a Humble Bundle, I'd probably get it. Yeah.
It definitely still has a little bit of like maybe double A like little hit to it or B something. But I think what was kind of interesting about it was it definitely looks like a Sifu type thing. If the gunplay is kind of solid, the actual kind of finishers are really nicely well animated. And I'm just wondering, you know, how it actually plays. It says it's gameplay cutscene in here. I'm like, it looks all cutscene to me, but. If you're going to be fighting on like a freaking train, almost like what was that movie? Bullet Train?
Bullet Train, yeah.
Yeah. If it's going to be something like that, that could be kind of sick. So that was one I was like, you know what? That's pretty good. Holston, there's a couple other ones that are just out there. Apparently Islands of Insights is an MMO puzzle game.
That sounds kind of weird. Yeah,
it's everyone's doing puzzles together or by yourself. So I was like, this is like that's a game. So anyways, those are some of the bigger games there. Silk Song mentioned, no trailer.
You know what else is exciting? Fight Crab 2 looks like it got announced. Fight Crab 2. Have you heard of Fight Crab though?
I've heard of Fight Crab, yes.
Fight Crab 2, yeah. Fight Crab 2 is looks like it got announced or something.
So that happened, and then kind of closing out just I guess today looks like some details about the Donkey Kong Country theme park and Nintendo World.
Oh shit, for real? Yeah, what'd they say? I'm actually invested heavily in fucking... You've never been, right?
No.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
Dude, the tourists... people are out, man. People are out here.
No, tourism is off the rails this year. It's nuts. I think because what happened was like during the pandemic, so many people couldn't come. So they're like, I want to go to Japan, but I can't. So now that the pandemic is... I won't say it's over, but like now that the borders are open...
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, now I'm going to go. And fucking everyone's coming. It's so crowded in Japan right now. It's so nuts. But yeah, you should go, dude.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. The main attraction, apparently, of the new area is Donkey Kong's Crazy Cart. It's a roller
coaster. Is that a coaster?
Yeah, it's a coaster set around a towering temple deep in the jungle. The attraction seems to be based on Donkey Kong Country Returns, with players taking on a mission to protect the golden banana from the Tiki Tok tribe.
You saw the Mario movie, yeah?
Yeah.
So remember when they get to, I don't know what it's called, Kong Land or whatever the fuck, I don't remember, but like,
when they need to try to recruit
the Kong army and to get there, there's like the huge sequence where they're on like a cart and they're doing like this huge, I don't know, it's like, looks like a roller coaster, right?
Yeah.
When I saw that, that was when like, I was like, oh, I wish this was in Nintendo World as a ride. So I was hoping they would bring that as a coaster. So if it is a coaster, that would be awesome.
That'd be great. The case. They say you're going to be able to actually face Tiki Tong at the very end.
Is it a boss?
Yeah. So it looks like from this image, like the left side, I guess people on the right side, they actually have some visors on. So I assume it's like a...
Oh, it's probably like Mario Kart then. It's like Mario Kart.
So you'll be able to kind of interact while you're riding the ride, in addition to the kart ride.
It's probably a lot like Mario Kart then. So it's not a coaster per se. It's on rails. It's like an on rails...
AR shooter. Yeah. Where you're taking
You're on rails and you're shooting stuff. Yeah.
And doing some stuff. It looks like they're going to do some other activities as well with a new area. They haven't really said much, but you can collect the KONG letters.
That's
something
fun.
You do in the game.
That's exciting. That's good.
Which players collect in the games to get an extra life. To collect these, visitors will need a power-up band, so they're keeping
them.
I wonder if these are, like, connected, right? Like, you can go from Donkey Kong Land to, like, Super Mario World?
Oh, yeah, probably. They're probably, like, physically connected, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably just, like, a tunnel or an extension, essentially, to Super Mario World, or whatever it's called officially, I can't remember. But, yeah, so I actually have a power-up band, and it kind of, like, saves your data, if that makes any sense. Oh. But around the park, there are mini-games, I guess you could call them. And when you go and you do them, you, like, line up, and it's just, like, hit the POW block or whatever, you'll earn, like, a key, and then that key is saved to your... like to the app. So when you get the power up band, you have to download the Universal Studios Japan app, and you kind of log in and you kind of sync your band, essentially. So I could log in right now on my phone. I could show you how many coins I have, because there's, like, the coin blocks around the park and you can get coins. I can show you how many coins I have, and I can show you the keys I have. So I have, like, two keys, I think, because I wasn't able to get all the keys the last time I visited. And they just saved in my account. And then once you get all four keys, you can challenge Bowser Jr. There's, like, a part of the park where you go and you have to use your keys to open the door. It's kind of magical with your power-up band. But yeah, I think the Kong letters will be the same thing, where you probably have to do mini-games, and they get saved to your account. And then something happens, I guess. So.
Yeah. I don't know if you'll be able... They will be, of course, adding these to the list of already power bands, like you already have. So it'll be interesting if you can just use the ones you have and not necessarily
I think probably. I'd be pissed if I had to buy a new band, because then you have to wear two bands. Two, you know how big those are? Have you seen those bands? No. They're huge, man. They're chunky. I'd be so angry if I had to wear two bands when I went to the park.
There's going to be some merchandise, apparently, from tomorrow, on the 6th of December, that you can actually buy if you're in USJ. So here's, I'm just,
makes me wish I lived in Osaka, man.
I just go just to buy the merch.
You should go. I mean, I don't know, like, maybe not like this. I mean, if you have the time
and
the money,
sure. I don't know when it calms down, though. Like, I don't know when this tourist thing is going to end.
The answer is never, my friend. Yeah.
I don't want to. It's like,
yeah,
I want to go in the off season, whenever that may be.
There's never gonna be an off season. Probably not for at least another, like, 2 years, when people are all Japanned out or something.
But
maybe when
K-pop
gets so big that everyone loves K-pop so much, they're just like, I don't want to go to Korea.
Just,
yeah,
just go to Korea. But it does look like this is they do have a park little sketch up for it. That's a nice little mock up. So. Gonna be about,
you should, yeah,
1.7 times this current size, like, when they add it, so it's getting bigger.
Oh, it's basically just doubling it almost.
Yeah,
man, you should go for real. It's fun. It's hella fun.
I forgot to mention, it is opening in spring.
Oh, fuck, this, I have to go. I'm this spring, you said. Yeah, I'm doing like a weekend trip. I think
this thing again. Yeah, it says. Yeah, let me look at spring. Yeah, spring 2024.
Dude, I'm just going to hop on the train, I think. I'm just going to do a weekend trip then.
Yeah. Do a weekend trip. Don't have to deal with too much. It's not, and don't have to pay too much either to, like, stay there. Well, I don't know.
Depends on the hotel and depends on where you stay. But the biggest part of your expense, I mean, for us, you know, living in Tokyo, is the train. I know I could save money if I, like, take the bus. But fuck, man.
Save yourself $150.
You can save
plus.
A ton of money. You can save a ton of money taking the night bus.
Your
for
back
sure,
won't
I know.
Mind. Your butt won't mind.
The taking the night bus is like a rite of passage for anyone who's, like, young and, like, living in Japan. You know what I mean?
If you haven't, I mean, the thing is people do it regularly. It's not.
I can't fucking do it anymore. Now that I have a little more money, I'm like, why would I ever take the night bus? Yeah. I feel like it's a rite of passage. So if you're, like, in your early 20s and you move to Japan, one of these days you're gonna hop on a night bus, just because everyone seems to do it eventually.
Man,
do you have any, like, night bus stories? Like, you've obviously taken it, right?
I don't have nothing interesting happened.
Nothing like spooky maybe, happened, right? But just like it sucked.
Sometimes it depends. Like the going was fine, but coming back sometimes it's like you just can't sleep or.
Yeah, I can't sleep on those buses. So I'm like tired as all hell when I get to my destination.
I can usually sleep, but after a certain amount of time, I'll wake up and I can't go back to sleep. And my butt hurts.
So what they do also is, I mean, if you guys couldn't tell from what it's called, basically it's a bus that leaves at like midnight or 1 a.m. or something.
Yep.
And it's an inner city bus. And it takes like 4 or 5 hours to get to most of your most common destinations. So it's either Tokyo to Osaka or Tokyo to Nagoya or Tokyo to Fukuoka or something like that. And you kind of get there at like 7, 8, 9 in the morning. They're like, it's really cheap. It's a cheap way to travel to another city. But I can't sleep on those buses. And they stop at like every major highway stop because people want snacks to go to the bathroom or something like that. Yep. So every time the bus stops, I wake up. And I also feel compelled.
They will
I don't know why.
They don't call roll or anything. They will drive away.
I feel compelled to get off at every stop because I'm like, oh, gotta stretch my legs, or like, oh, maybe I will get a coffee or a snack or something like that. No, and they're always just like, get back here at 2:30. Otherwise, we'll
leave you.
They drive away, but yeah. So I don't know. I don't really. The worst experience. I probably told you this story, you know, but my worst night bus experience was when I went to Kyoto during Golden Week. So this is like a long time ago when I kind of first started living, working in Japan. I didn't have like too much money, but I wanted to go on a little trip right to Kyoto. So we went, me and my girlfriend, we went to Kyoto. We took the night bus to save some money. But because it was Golden Week, the highways were so crowded. Like there were so many cars. Traffic was really, really bad. So what should have been like an 8-hour trip turned into 12 hours on the bus. So I was like trapped on this bus for like 12 hours. And I like couldn't sleep. I couldn't rest. And we finally pull into Kyoto Station at like, I think like 1 p.m. or something like that. Mm-hmm. And by this point, I'm so tired. I'm like exhausted. I have like little food, very little sleep. And we finally get to like a hotel and I crash. I lay down in bed. I'm like, I'm gonna have a little nap. I'm out. I'm completely gone because I'm like so tired. And I get up. We get up at like 9 or 10 or something. And we're like, fuck, we've like wasted. We've wasted like a whole day, basically, because we were so tired. Yeah.
It's
and I'm
true,
like, I'm not.
Like,
yeah.
I did the same thing. It might have been Golden Week or around Golden Week, but it was just going to like a strawberry farm or something. And like going there, it was like one of those trip deals where you do like A, B, and C kind of course.
Okay.
So it was fine going up there, but coming back, the traffic was ridiculous. And that bus ride was about 2 hours or 3 hours longer than it should have been.
Should have been. Yeah, I know. Yeah, and you're stuck on that bus.
You're stuck. You can't do anything. Just sit there and try to sleep and hopefully look at your GPS and be like, we're almost there.
Yeah. So ever since then, I'm just like, you know what? That wasn't worth it. I would rather spend extra money and get there at a reasonable time. And not be tired. Just not be tired.
Yeah,
so I'm not doing it ever again. The only bus I would ever take, I would consider rather, is probably to Nagoya from Tokyo. Because it's like only 4 hours. So I'm like, that's like whatever.
That's not too bad, I guess. Still a while, but not nearly as bad as
like trying
overnight.
To go to a concert. Yeah, or overnight or something.
If you can sleep through it, you're fine. But if you can't, well. You know how it is?
Yeah, it's like airplanes, dude. I can't sleep on planes. I can sleep a little bit, but not for long and not very well.
I think I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I don't sleep too well on planes. But that's going to be it for us today. We made it within around 44 minutes, so not completely as long as we normally go, which is what we're aiming for.
But still, it's long enough for you to listen to us for your whole workout or whatever it is you're doing right now.
Whatever you're doing. Definitely shout out to everyone who's listened on YouTube or Spotify, Google Play, any of those podcasting services, iTunes. The deal, the works, thank you so much for listening. Alex, where can they find you on?
Yeah. I'm streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/shrew24. I'm playing Super Mario RPG right now. It's good. What can I say? I don't know. It's fine. It's good. So come hang out. Playing tomorrow, actually? Yeah, I'm playing tomorrow. 9 p.m. JST.
It's 9 a.m. somewhere in the world at that time. Maybe.
Presumably, yeah.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
I mean, there's more than 12 time zones, right? So, yeah, it would be. Yeah.
And you can follow me at Ninja Trickster on Twitch as well. I am streaming The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. I've never called it the full thing. But yeah, back in the Tears of the Kingdom, trying to finish that out before the end of this year, and probably got about a week left on Lords of the Fallen. And I think we might just start up like some small games after that. I tried a Yakiniku Simulator game.
Oh, so shit, difficult. You play that one?
Makes no darn sense. Made no darn sense.
It's not really meant for you to like play a game. It's meant, I think it's for like Zatsudan. It's for you to just like do something.
It was fun while I was talking.
You to do something while you talk to chat. That's really all it's for.
So, hopefully my internet didn't die. But if it did, I'm going to go ahead and take us out.
Cool. All right.
There we go.
We'll see you guys next week for the Game Awards Digest, I guess. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. It should be good.
All right, everybody. Have a good one, and we'll catch you again next week. Game Awards post show.
All right. Peace.
Peace.